Gemara in Tafresh Pechet in Seif He discusses cases where a person who normally reads on the 15th finds himself in a place where they read on the 14th of Megillah, or a person who normally reads on the 14th finds himself in the place of the 15th. That halakha is the law of the Perus that finds himself in a Mukaf, or a Mukaf that finds himself in the Perus. Ayin Sham, you see all the details that Maram was posek like the opinion of Harambam. However, with the case we discussed today, is it possible to have Purim on 2 days? What does it mean? Let's say a person finds himself in Tel Aviv on the 14th. So of course he has to read the Megillah on the 14th. And then after he finishes reading the Megillah on the 14th, he goes back to Yerushalayim. Now he wants to know, does he have to read the Megillah on the 15th like the people of Yerushalayim? So there's a big machloket on this. Some want to say that since he was Yotzeh already on the 14th, he does not have to read again on the 15th. The whole halakha that was talking about, Shulchan Aruch, is talking about where he reads in one place. Once he read in one place, he's Yotzeh. Other rabbis argue and say, no, once he goes to the new place and they're reading on the new place, he has to read again. With Berachot and with the Chayuv. This is the machloket that's brought down. The Erek HaShulchan, not the Aruch. The Erek HaShulchan made a diyuk that wants to say over there that once you eat your say, you don't have to do it again. However, other opinions like Ramat Mipano held that you have to. This happened to Hakam Avadia as documented in Torah Temu'adim and Daf Resh Mem Bet. It says over here, V'zachruni, Shebeshanim Tafshin Lamed to Tafshin Lamed Dalid, כאשר אדוננו מרן הראשון לסיון זכרונו לזווקה היה דר בעיר תל אביב נוס יש כמה מגיעה לבד תל אביב היה נוהג לבוא לירושלים he would come to Yerushalayim on the night of the 15th so he would already do Purim in תל אביב and then he would go to Yerushalayim for the 15th והיה נשאר בירושלים בכל יום 15 ואף הפי כן לא רצה לקרוא את המגילה בבית הכנסת להוציא את הסיבור ידי חובתם. He didn't want to read the מגילה for the סיבור, אלא היה קורא לעצמו בלא ברכה. Why? Because he was חושש to those opinions like the ערך השולחן that said, you were Yotzeh already, and therefore you don't have to read again. But he read בלי ברכה to be חושש to those other opinions. So while it's possible that you might have to read the מגילה again, however, בלי ברכה, one should not be מוציא others מעשה.